800-259-9231. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Here we go. We're broadcasting 2 hours. 2 hours today. From high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountain Studio A. Information's on the website. And you can listen live, USAPrepares.com. You can listen live on your phone. You can download the smartphone application at GCNlive.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Today we're going to talk about something that most people don't know about. We're going to talk about the system. We're going to learn the truth about what happens with politicians. We're going to talk about judges. We're going to talk about jail. We're going to talk about what's like being in jail. And from someone who was inside there. He's a commercial pilot. He's a Nemenha medicine man. He's a private pilot. He's a farmer. He's a friend of mine. Welcome, Mike Parsons. Did we lose Mike already? We got you, Mike. There you go. So, Mike, we're going to talk about the criminal justice system today. We're going to talk about what it's like being on the inside. We'll talk about food. We'll talk about the carelessness and the insensitivity of what it's like being a guest in confinement. But I'd like to share a few minutes about the meetup we had last night. Mike, you've been to our meetups. You've been to a meetup we had in Lebanon. Mike Parsons is a USAPrepares.com instructor. Anyway, we had a really great meetup last night. Dr. Judy Wood was with us. And originally, she was going to be in person. She was going to come back from a trip from the East Coast to Missouri. Well, she was going to go from the East Coast to Colorado and then swing by Missouri, stop in and give a seminar for us at Ziggy's. And so the Colorado presentation that she was going to give was canceled. So she was going to come out to just for a meetup at Ziggy's, and I asked her not to do that. I asked her to, let's do a live teleseminar, and we'll have her back for another event, a large event that I'd like to have with her. But anyway, we spent 3 hours learning about half of the material at a rapid pace college physics class about what happened to the World Trade Center towers. And we learned that we have been biased by the words that we've heard used on the television, the words that we've heard used by the mainstream media, and words like small nukes, nuclear explosion, thermite, all kinds of descriptions as to what could have happened. But in fact, the buildings turned to dust. And we saw the evidence last night. And by the way, this, right after this hour, Dr. Judy Wood's going to join us. So, Mike, it was a fabulous, fabulous meetup. Everyone was stunned by the amount of disinformation that we learned about the World Trade Center. The towers, where did they go? And the interesting thing is, that's just the tip of the iceberg, Mike. You know, when you talk about the prison system, and you talk about what it's like in there, and you talk about the corruption, you can see that the whole system is based on a foundation of lies, corruption, deception, individual greed. And it seems boundless. So, Mike, why don't we start with something that you have said about, well, your quote of Paul Harvey's quote, right? Why don't you tell us about that? Or do you want me to say it?
The quote that rings true today, as it did back when Paul Harvey made it, was that if you would like to see the most vile and despicable people on the face of the earth, just visit any Tennessee prison at shift change. And what he's talking about are the guards, not the inmates. Oh, yeah, there are some very vile people within prison. But pound for pound, you will not find a more evil and vile and despicable lot than prison guards. Why? As I coined the phrase soon after becoming a guest at the Henning Hilton, this is virtually the island of misfit employees because they couldn't hold a job anywhere else. They're usually lazy. They're usually excessively overweight. They're usually vile. They usually have problems adding two and two. They don't have normal mores as far as decency and courtesy towards other human beings. And for the most part, not all. Now, there are some people there that they never get advancement, and those are the people that do it right and don't do necessarily as they're told. They follow the policy. And those guys, they'll get a retirement, but they'll never advance. Those people that move up through the ranks, those are the yes men that will do anything to anyone at any time for any reason. And they do it. They merit out punishment daily to inmates just because someone told them to, whether it be an administrator, a warden, or perhaps somebody on the outside who slipped them $10,000 to merit out some punishment that they felt was due. And that happens, unfortunately, quite frequently. And in my case, there was 2 attempts on my life. And I'm obviously blessed because I'm still here, but in the first attempt on my life, the person that attacked me succeeded in puncturing a hole in my eardrum. And from once having perfect hearing and being a former sound engineer for one of the largest churches in the Memphis area and doing, you know, weddings and funerals, people would listen to the sounds coming through my mixer board weekly on the radio and TV. To now, when I ask you to repeat something, it's because I didn't hear you. It's not because I was too busy making a cup of coffee on the other end. I didn't hear you. And so I'm dealing with that. And fortunately, the second attempt on my life, people that were in the church that respected me, went when they found out about the hit, they went to the warden and said, look, this is a good guy. This guy's fixing to take him out. And they locked the place down, got the guy, and moved him to East Tennessee. Of course, he still had the $10,000 on his books, mysteriously. But, yeah, they are corrupt. Unfortunately, there's not much people on the outside can do unless they engage the system and speak out about it and try to expose it, because there's virtually nothing you can do on the inside. The time that I tried to send letters to the news media, it cost me an extra year and a half of my life, well, actually 2 years of my life virtually in the Henning Hotel. And you notice some of the times people will be on radio and they'll talk about an experience in prison. They'll use the prison lingo. I choose not to do that simply because I did not want to be assimilated into their collective. I referred to my roommate as a roommate. The term they use is celly. They have various names that they use for different things. I chose not to do that. I chose to do things differently because when I left that place, I wanted to leave that place and not have a memory of something so despicable. And folks, the fact is prisons are there to prevent people from being a threat to other people. That's what they're designed for. They're not designed for the guards to be there to punish people, but they do. They do routinely, and that's just the way it is. Things such as food. Most people, I don't believe I met anybody over the age of 62 in the entire 2.5 years. Most people there die from disease and malnutrition. I would say over half of the people there, the inmates, have some type of disease and are on drugs. In 2.5 years, with a staff of a little over 200, they had 4 people die of cancer in their late 30s, early 40s. Yeah, it's a very unhealthy place. The normal diet there is white. If you could identify the food, it's whatever's white is what you're fed. White rice, white bread, potatoes, very little nutritional value. And occasionally you'll have bologna, high in sodium nitrate. And, of course, we know you get pancreatic cancer from sodium nitrites. And that's your diet. That's what you're fed. You cannot get anything that is natural or healthy. And, you know, it's a place that no one should have to endure. I think California's taking the lead. They actually allow people to have food brought in and or they pay extra so much a night, kind of like a hotel, where they will actually cater in meals for you if you want to have regular food. But the average person whose family is destitute now that they're gone, they can't afford that. So they're having to deal with the system as best they can. And short of disappearing within the system and not opening your mouth, is that the only thing you can do? Because if you're someone like myself who's outspoken, who actually has the ability to articulate a point, I was hated. The inmates would tell me, these people literally hate you. They merit out more punishment and more disdain for you than anybody else, and you don't do a thing to anyone. And I said, do you know why that is? They said, yeah, because they're afraid of you, because they're afraid of your intelligence, that you are smarter than them. And because you're smarter than them, they're afraid of you, that because if you ever decide to do anything against them, you could destroy them. And that's where their fear is. They hate anything that's good and anything that has any semblance of intelligence. Other than that, as I discussed the other day, it's all about extortion. And I don't extort. I don't sell out. And that's what blows their mind. They can't understand how a person with the potential of losing their liberty, with the potential of losing, quote, privileges, would do what is in essence the right thing at all points. And I said,
Mike, hold that thought. Hold that thought, Mike. Mike Parsons, we're talking about inside prison, the reality. USAPrepares.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. We'll be back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 1-800-237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Mike Parsons with us, and Mike, I'd like to share this with you. Yesterday, I was on the phone with Aaron Brummett. He hails from Springfield, Missouri, and he was raised in Springfield, Missouri, right where we are. And he spends a lot of time talking with the police. As a matter of fact, they come visit him pretty often. He gets on a little, maybe 1 foot high soapbox, and he preaches on the street. He's a young guy. He's in his 30s. And they hauled him away. They arrested him, put him in jail. And I thought, geez, you know, he's qualified to be one of us. So he's going to be at the meetup next Monday. And, you know, the Springfield police are out of control. So this guy, Pastor Aaron Brummett, is preaching on the street. You know, he's got a crowd paying attention to him. 10 to 12 cops, Springfield, Missouri's finest cops, show up, arrest him, put him in the paddy wagon, and haul him off to jail. Mike, it's out of control. So you're talking about, once you get in there, inside prison, what it's really like. So, Mike, you're saying that the prison guards are a bunch of misfits. They are the ones who can hardly get a job. They are, many of them are yes men. They'll do anything to anyone at any time. They like being rough on the prisoners because they are misfits, many of them, in a position of authority. So, that's just unconscionable. But let's take it to the next step. So not only do the prison guards abuse the prisoners, but they feed them unhealthy food, white, as you referred to it, white rice, white bread, white potatoes. What about vitamins? Do they get their daily vitamins, or are they treated to chemicals in the food and chemicals in the water to make them docile?
Well, they actually do have on what's called commissary. You can order a little bottle of vitamins, which actually it's all synthetic. There's no real natural vitamins in it. But the problem is that you have to have a job. Now, everybody in the prison basically works. You start out, you're about 15 cents an hour. And so you can do the math. If you work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, you can see your paycheck's, you know, going to be around $10 a month. And most people don't realize is that once you're in the prison and you have a job, you're assigned a job, it doesn't matter if you've only been working there for a day or a month, you have to buy all of your essentials, such as soap, toothpaste, toothbrushes, razors, shaving cream, shampoos, anything at all. And, of course, on the commissary, they have various types of food, but most of it is sugar-based. It's chemical-laden. It's not fit to eat. There's virtually nothing healthy available for a person to buy to eat that is suitable for human consumption. There was one occasion where they had a company come in and spraying around the building, and they refused to spray the walk-in cooler where they had cockroaches because the company knew that it was illegal for them to spray inside of a walk-in cooler with food in it. So they said, well, tell y'all what, just leave your stuff here and y'all go over there and we'll take care of it. And sure enough, they had an inmate strap on the spray rig and go in there and spray down the entire walk-in cooler with food. And then they proceeded over the next several weeks to feed that food to the inmates. And people wrote letters to the warden, to the state. The food was not thrown out. It was slowly over a week's time. Now, they stopped after the second day feeding just that food, and they started portioning it out over the course of a month or two. They fed food that was sprayed with bug spray to the inmates, and those people that could smell it would basically get up and walk out and not eat. And so there were many, many weeks that I didn't eat. And when I say weeks, I mean like 4 or 5 days at a time. You just don't eat nothing unless you've bought something off of commissary, and that's all you've got. Or if you had a visit, they had concessions. You could eat a candy bar, and you get a visit once a week. So there were times when people would not eat except at visits if they were so fortunate. And those were the people that knew and wanted to survive. That's prison life, my friend. Or you can just eat up with everybody else that's making homemade liquor and basically selling themselves out to the guards for the drugs and things that they could trade and barter.
Mike, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Mike Parsons. We'll be right.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer. fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. TerraGanix. Life's getting better.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Mike Parsons is with us. Mike Parsons was a commercial pilot. Private pilot, farmer, really brilliant guy. I spent some time with him one-on-one. He's been to the expos, meetups. He's been on the radio with us. And through no fault of his own, he found himself on the wrong side of the bars. And so he's talking about firsthand experience. And I just want you to know that many of us here at USAPrepares.com have either had the police called on us, have been arrested, have been detained, have been put in prison, We have one of our instructors who was convicted of rape and murder at the age of 16. He was tried. He was railroaded. He was put in a maximum security prison for 16 years for a crime he didn't commit. Lazy jurors. People just not understanding how the system works. It's horrible. And he didn't do it. And Mike Parsons ran for office. He ran for office and he won. And because he won, he was set up. And to make a long story short, he found himself in prison for a while. And Mike, the prisoners, or as we'll refer to them as the guests, you mentioned that some of them sell themselves out to the guards. Tell us what you mean by that, please.
I'm not a person who ever got involved in drugs. I've gone to concerts where I've seen people smoke pot. That's it, literally. I was involved in sports all through school. That was my focus. So when I went to prison, I observed people snorting cocaine, smoking pot, rolling cigarettes, taking various pharmaceutical drugs that they all got from the guards. The guards bring in the drugs. If you want a cell phone, the guards bring in the cell phones. They've got good cop, bad cop, or one cop A will sell you the cell phone for $400 on what they call a green dot card from Walmart. Then a month or two later, cop B will come in and search your room, find your cell phone, send you to the hole, and they will recycle the phone, and they split the money up to the level of the captain. The captains were involved in it, too. This was how they supplement their income. One guard would bring in a pound of tobacco once a week for $400. The inmate would divvy it up into small fractional pieces and make about $1,200 off of the inmates via commissary and or other things. They have what they call a store man, which is a guy that will buy and then sell to you. You want a canned drink or you want a cake or anything else that you don't have the money for, I will give that to you now, but you have to repay me three for one. And there's businesses going on inside the prison all day long in every prison throughout this country. You can go to solitary confinement, maximum security, and you can have your own cell phone. You can have guards that will come in and provide you whatever you want if you've got the money. I saw it firsthand. There would be, when I was locked up in solitary three different times, each night an inmate would come through and say, Bobby Brown, Al Green, Bobby Brown, Al Green. And, of course, I didn't know what that was. Well, he's telling people he's got Bobby Brown, which is tobacco, or Al Green, which is pot. Did you want to buy some pot or tobacco? And now they didn't have any money because they're locked up. All they've got is their underwear, and they're in there by themselves. Well, they knew that they would get out, and they knew that they had the ability to come up with some money at some time, and they knew that they would pay. If they didn't pay, oh, no, they would have to leave that prison and hope they went someplace where they couldn't get you because they ran the gangs, and this was an organized criminal operation, and it wasn't the inmates in charge. No, that's the administration, the staff, the guards that are running the whole show. They want people to believe that the inmates run the asylum and the gangs do. Yeah, that's an illusion. The reality is it's organized crime run from the top. Now, in my case, I knew my rights. I knew that I didn't have to take the shots, and I rejected those. And when I first got there, they first strip you down, take you through all these various things, and they want you to have, as they say, we need to make sure you're healthy, so we're going to take a head x-ray. We're going to stand you in this machine and do a pantographic x-ray. And everybody lined up like lemmings to do this, except for me. I said, no, thank you, and I stepped off out of line to the side. And everybody's coming. Well, they're going to throw that guy in the hole. They're going to beat him up. They're going to kill that guy, talking about the guards. And, you know, the guard would come up and say, what are you doing? I said, no, sir, I don't take head x-rays. Thank you anyway, but I decline. And he started talking to another guard on the radio, and they called down the various teams that they have when people get out of line. And all the inmates are talking, and then I bowed my head in prayer. And one of the inmates that had came to the prison with me from the jail, they were transporting us at the same time, he had observed me for over 2 months in the jail, And I said, what is he doing? What is he doing? And this young black man said, that's Mr. Parsons. He's praying. Well, why? That's what he does. Just watch. And four or five guards surrounded themselves around me, and I just prayed. And I told the officer, 6'8" tall, and I'm 6'5". This guy stood over me. And I said, sir, have you ever had cancer? And I struck a nerve, and he said, yeah, actually I have. I said, have any of the other guys had cancer? And Tim said, yeah, we've got it right now. I said, this machine causes cancer. And it is my job as a child of God to protect my temple, my body. That is something I can't do, and I still have a right to my own body and my health. Now, you can do with me as you please, but I will not walk in there and get a head x-ray. They took me and put me in solitary confinement. 2 days later, they put me in with the rest of the crew, and I never had a head x-ray because I stood my ground. And everybody else thought I was going to the hole or was going to be killed by the guards. And then when it came time for them to pass out the flu shots again, I stepped out of line. I bowed my head in prayer. What is he doing? And one of the other inmates that remembered, because the original inmate that had been with me was no longer there, oh, that's Mr. Parsons. He's praying. And they said, what for? And they said, just watch. And here again, all these guards come up. What are you doing? Why aren't you in line? You got to get your flu shot. I said, and I told them the same thing. I have to take responsibility for my body. I can't do that. Do as you please with me. I cannot do that to my body. And they had me come over to a table and sit down. Okay, well, you don't want the flu shot. Just sign right here that you're rejecting the flu shot. And I said, okay, there you go. Go to your room now. All of a sudden, half the line got out of line and walked over to the other spot. And they said, what are you doing? We're doing what Mr. Parsons did. And that pissed them off. Pardon my language, but they were so mad because these men were learning that they had rights. They had the right to choose what did and didn't happen to their body. And that's why these people hated me, because others would learn the truth. And when I would go to church, the preacher, one day I asked him, I said, every time I come in here, you're stripping the proverbial bandage off these men's wounds. You're at the end of every sermon, you're saying, you did it to yourself, you put you in here. Now, whether they did or not, that's like stripping a bandage off a raw wound, because you're reminding them, and that's psychological abuse. Let these men alone. Leave them alone. Just read the word. And he said, well, that's my job. And I said, but you're pushing a pro-government agenda every sermon. He said, well, government is God. I said, are you serious? He said, yeah, it's a little g God, but still, government is God. I said, sir, you need to go back and read the Ten Commandments, because I believe thou shalt have no other gods before me. I'm a jealous God is what God said right off the bat. And he smiled and said, well, that's your opinion. This is what they've got in the prisons. This is what you have to look forward to, psychological conditioning. But if you know the truth, if you know what to look for, you won't fall prey to the traps that they have that will keep you there for life. There was one inmate serving a life sentence. He went in with a two-year sentence 30-something years ago, and he was not part of the gangs. He would not assimilate, and then they attacked him, and he beat down one of the guys. He was a good fighter, and he accidentally killed a guy, and he got 15 years. They moved him to East Tennessee because he beat up the head of this gang and killed him. In East Tennessee, that gang found out. They attacked him again. Again, he had to fight until the death, and he survived. But now he's serving life in prison for defending himself. When they come and look, if they see bruises on your knuckles, they say, ah, he initiated it, or he also fought back, so we're going to charge him equally. Now, if you've got no bruises on your hands, folks, they can't charge you. They never check your feet. That's a clue. But the reality is, if you don't know and you end up there, and any one of you can end up there. I'm not a criminal. I'm a guy who stood to defend his family when we were being shot at by an operative of the guy that I was suing for an election that had been stolen from me. And, yeah, the votes were flipped because the person counting the votes was appointed by the guy I ran against. And then when I went to trial, all the jurors were hand-selected by the person that the county executive picked to be the head of the election commission. They select the jurors that you get to choose from. No matter how I sliced it and diced it, there were 25 people to get 12 out of that were all buddies of the old boy system. They were there to do their job, and that was to convict. That's the system we live in. Welcome to America. If you haven't been here before, it's a great country if you're a criminal. But if you're like me and you stand for something that's decent and honorable and you actually give a dang, well, it's not really the best place for you at the moment, but it can be. We just have to wake up the rest of the collective and speak out and stand our ground and not allow them to manipulate you into something less. Don't fall for the extortion trick. Stand your ground. Take responsibility. And at the end of the day, you'll be able to step out of line and you'll be left alone. That's all we want. We just want to be left alone.
Mike, I'm really glad we're having this discussion because I think more and more of us are going to end up behind bars, not for doing the wrong thing, but because we're not willing to go along with the system. Just as the preacher that I was telling you about, preacher or Pastor Aaron, preaching from the street, goes to jail. Mike Parsons, Vinfinelli, USAPrepares.com. What do the guards want? That's what I'd like to know next. We'll be right back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies. And batteries are on sale, up to 10% off our low prices right now at thepretmart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thepretmart.com. That's thepretmart.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash day.
God, you're take my new gummy feet. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Mike Parsons with us. Mike from Tennessee. We've heard him on the radio many times with us. Mike, I've got a couple questions. I'd like to see if we can get to both of them before the end of this hour. What do the guards want, Mike? These lazy, overweight misfits, what do they want?
Most of them grew up where they didn't have the ability to do much because they didn't achieve, they didn't try. They didn't make the football team. They couldn't get a date to the prom. They basically were relegated to second fiddle simply because they didn't try hard. They wanted to be in control. They wanted power. And now that they've got a job with it, this is not all guards. Some people get a job in the prison to find out how screwed up it is, and they leave as soon as they can. They're not there very long. But those people that are attracted to this, they want power to control another man. They want the illusion of respect, when ultimately they'll never get respect because they are not respectful themselves. But in their world, in their mind, they feel like they've somehow got one up on you because they've got the uniform and you don't. You go to a room that's a 7-Eleven, 7 foot wide, 11 foot long room with a commode and a steel bed, and a concrete wall, and a fluorescent light, and that's your existence. They get to go home. And they feel like during that time that they're there on their shift, they can be as rude and as ugly and as evil and as mean and as demeaning as humanly possible because in their mind, that's their job. Because you're the scum of the earth. If you're here, you must be guilty of something. Everybody's guilty of something in their eyes because they are. You can't be any different than them. You must be as bad as me. And that's just the way it is. I think that people have forgotten the fact of the common law. You have a right under common law to certain things, life, liberty. No man can take away these unalienable conditions. But yet they forget that everyone has this right. And for you to treat a human being something less than, I can't imagine treating people the way they treat people. It's just, it's inhumane. And I know that this country is, I think, at a turning point. I spoke the other day about the right of the people recognized that we're the creators. We are the sovereigns. If you look up the definition of sovereign, Bouvier's and Black's Law Dictionary. I mean, it was the king who was subverted to being the subject of the sovereigns, the people, in order to prevent having his head cut off back in the 1700s in Great Britain. And I think that spirit is still around today where people realize that this is ours. And I think Thomas Jefferson said it best, a little revolution now and then is a good thing. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And now I say that with the heart of a person who loves life. I'm a follower of Christ. I love life and all the gifts that the Creator has given me. I support those and I protect those viciously. Even those people that have done me wrong, I would not want any harm to them. Would I like to see them serve their time behind the 7-Eleven Crossbar Hotel? Certainly. I think there's an accountability that needs to be done and a reckoning. But as though people can go through their life and just look the other way perpetually, once upon a time, I had freedom and liberty, I thought, until I started seeing how corrupted the system was and how controlling they were. And when I started to engage that system to try to hold them accountable, I found out really quick the system will not hold itself accountable. And when you go to the person who's in charge of keeping the peace and they're the actual tyrant who's running the corruption, it's a rude awakening. You cannot do anything with the help of these corrupt systems. You can only do things when you click your heels, as Dorothy said, get up off your butt, put down the remote, and take responsibility. Certainly, we would like to turn this around peacefully, but as the Tennessee Constitution says, you have the right to alter, abolish this government by any means you see fit. And you have to determine the means. The means, the definition of the word means, is the wherewithal.
Mike Parsons.
How do you do it?
We're out of time. Mike, we've got to do several more broadcasts about being inside prison. And then we need to prepare those who are entering prison for the best way to survive it. Mike Parsons, thanks so much for being with us. I'm Vin Finale. This is USAPrepares.com. We'll be back after the top of the hour.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.